with the news. And Buzz, why don't you go to, right here.
All right,
see
gotcha.
That?
Gotcha. Yeah. A man who already controls much of the media in England and Australia has now secured his grip on the United States. Lord Rupert Murdoch, a political conservative who doesn't mind those views spilling into his Fox News channel or the New York News, Post newspaper, is that man. In the May rating sweep that ends tonight at 11 Pacific time, it's clear that Fox, with help from American Idol, is the number one TV network. CBS is practically tied with Fox in that race. ABC, which was nearly out of business this time last year, has made tremendous gains while NBC's taken tremendous losses, but this story's not about that. This is about having the number one network and the number one movie, Star Wars, and the number one cable news network. The only way CNN still beats Fox News is with advertising dollars, and that race is about to take a turn as well. And while all the other newspapers are losing readers, Rupert's London Sun is gaining thanks to its front page photos of Prince Harry as a Nazi and Saddam in his underpants.
Excuse me.
Yes, Satan.
Hey, we got Satan on the line here.
Beelzebub here.
Yeah. Oh, how you doing?
Beelzebub. Beelzebub.
Baltimore. Yeah. Satan, you should know your own name. It's Beelzebub.
Just call me Larry Lucifer.
How you doing, Lucifer?
I'm doing great. I was going to say, hey, Buzz.
Hey, yes.
I am the god of hellfire.
I know you
and
are.
And I bring you fire.
Why'd you drop by, Satan?
Rupert Murdoch is a friend of mine.
I'm not surprised.
I know Rupert Murdoch. You are no Rupert Murdoch.
I agree. That's what he dropped by to say.
How do you think Rupert Murdoch got where he is today? He's right here.
Making a
right
deal.
By where my tail comes out.
Deal with you.
Right
a
down
lifetime
the,
deal with
right
you.
Right down near the bad spot.
That's right.
Yeah, that's fan. Satan Starfish.
Just kiss it. Kiss it, Rupert.
That was apparently paid off.
Hey,
for
Rupert.
Him.
Yeah. How do you think that show Stacked has been getting such good ratings?
Well, she's under. Isn't Pamela Anderson under contract with you, too?
Yeah, she's sweet.
Yeah, you like that?
Sweet piece of ass she is.
Yeah, baby. We got Satan here. Satan in the house.
Bright red roids.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you look a little from behind. You look a little like a baboon.
The thing is, you don't mind the burning.
I love the burning.
I thought so.
Where's that Beth Ann McBride?
She's in the back room.
You can't have her.
Any message for her?
I love someone as pure as she is.
Oh, no. Really? So you can corrupt
you
them,
you stay
right?
away from Beth Ann.
I'm going to see you in the bathtub.
You stay out of her bathroom.
Get out of there, Satan.
Screw you, Burbank. Too tight shirt wearing freak.
Oh, you'd like that, Satan.
Satan in the house. How you doing, Satan?
I corrupt between tub and shower. I corrupt between tub and shower.
How about tub and towel? Is that where you corrupt between tub and towel?
I corrupt wherever I can. Just watch it, Buzz.
I will. I'll be very careful.
Rupert Murdoch is a great man.
That's what I hear.
Good luck with that seafood restaurant you're opening up, Satan Starfish. It's going to be good. I love that idea for the raw bar.
How's that elevator going, Mike?
Thanks a lot. That's the second time on the show. Satan, Don.
You're a friend of mine.
Jeff, I'm a friend of yours. Why don't you knock it down a few dollars?
I've got some long-term plans.
Very good.
I've got some long-term plans.
All right.
I know you don't want to discuss this on the air, but
sure.
Isn't it true that you're actually traveling soon?
Stop being yourself, Satan. My God.
Lots of friends and lots of places. And Beth Ann McBride, tonight when you're in the tub, I'll be there with clippers. Satan. Booyah-bah.
Beelzebub.
Out.
He does the Ryan Seacrest thing since Ryan's one of his clients.
I understand.
It's always nice to have him drop by. Well, very energetic today.
He is. He was turned on. Murdoch Sky TV now rules England and much of Europe and all of Australia, where a teenager just died in a Sky TV reality show that had her living like an early settler. Who controls a lot of what the world sees and hears these days? Who's your daddy? It's 74-year-old Rupert Murdoch.
England can kiss my ass.
Yep. You know what, and I know in Tampa, they'll be, they're all over the story anyway, that Malcolm Glazer, the guy that owns the Buccaneers, just took over control of Manchester United.
Yeah, one of the most popular soccer teams in England.
And the Brits are flipping out. Mm-hmm. Like, they had 2,000 people show up at an anti-Glazer rally.
Wow.
And I read in Sports Illustrated, it was some kind of rhyme like, buy the team and you're going to die. Come over here and step foot on this hallowed ground and we're going to kill you.
Wow.
That they think he's going to take the team and turn it upside down, and God forbid, you know, try to squeeze a few more dollars. How can you squeeze a few more dollars out of Manchester United?
I don't know, but it just, you know, they make our sports fans, the soccer fans over there, make our sports fans look like wimps.
Do you think this might make them misbehave?
Soccer hooligans.
Manchester United is like Red Sox, Packers, Yankees, Cowboys, Cubs, Jesus Christ, Lakers, everything combined.
Combined, yeah, they're absolutely nuts.
That's how big they are.
The Walt Disney Company got a little nervous when it heard that a conservative Christian group was planning a nationwide boycott of its parks and products. That was 9 years ago. The American Family Association, based in Tupelo, Mississippi, felt Disney had lost its family-friendly image in its movies and for letting gays and lesbians converge on the park for one magical day every year. They didn't like the fact the company had extended its benefits package to the domestic partners of gay employees. Now, the American Family Association, 9 years later, says it's dropping the boycott because, quoting the president, there are so many other issues that need attention.
Homo.
Or
incredible.
Is it because the boycott had no effect? Profits at Disney are up, and the not-so-family-friendly Desperate Housewives is one of the most popular shows on TV.
Homo.
They're great.
Well, there's apparently a little room for disagreement. The Republican-controlled Congress has set the stage for a showdown with the Republican president. The subject is stem cell research, which the late Christopher Reeve said might have saved him. Nancy Reagan says it might have saved her husband from Alzheimer's. President Bush says that research promotes the destruction of human life. Scientists say they use embryos that were going to be destroyed anyway. Surveys show most Americans in favor of the research.
Oh, that is that.
So now the House has voted to ease the restrictions on that research, and the Senate may be ready to do the same, even though the president says he'll veto those votes. The House doesn't have enough votes to override the veto, but the Senate might. And science has taken one step forward in Darwin's waiting room. School officials in Cobb County, Georgia, have been ordered to remove from textbooks the warning stickers that caution evolution is a theory, not a fact. Thanks to a judge's order, the stickers are being peeled off over 34,000 books, but school officials in that town just north of Atlanta plan to appeal the judge's order.
Come on now, it was clay. It was made of clay.
Some parents took the schools to court over the stickers, saying it violated the separation of church and state.
Thank you, Tony.
But quoting a parent who thinks the Bible's creationism ought to be taught as science alongside the real science, says, and I quote, "It's a sad day in Cobb County. I repeat, the key to evolution is try to keep up."
Ty Cobb County.
Cobb!
Corn Cobb County.
Come on now, Cobb!
When ABC's Nightline last year read the names of the 721 troops killed in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, conservatives called it anti-war propaganda. With Memorial Day approaching, Nightline is now planning to read the names of the 900-some additional soldiers who died over there since the last roll call.
Good for them.
It'll take up the entire show. In fact, the half-hour show will have to be expanded by 15 minutes to accommodate all the names. The last Nightline roll call aired.
I agree with Mike, but will that interfere with Jimmy Kimmel's show in any way?
It'll just be delayed 15 minutes.
Don, you're just going to have to sacrifice. I know.
Your TiVo will know.
You rely on Kimmel.
Yeah, for everything, Mike.
Kimmel.
JK.
Kimmel's bits. Has he ever had anything like that?
Kimmel's and bits.
Kimmel's and bits.
Yeah, I think he did. The last Nightline roll call aired a year after the president stood on the deck of an aircraft carrier to declare that major combat in Iraq was over and that the mission had been accomplished.
See, now, I get what you're saying. Let me explain this for our listeners who are not as sophisticated as myself or Mike, who I'm sure picked up on that.
I sure did.
You are indicating that a year ago Bush said mission accomplished, yet there'll be a list of 900 men and women who have died since then.
That's right.
See, that's
the,
what you were saying.
That's right, the additional troops.
Right here.
You got that.
The elevator doesn't go in
no,
the top floor
I see
here.
That it does.
I love it when you explain how the intergovernment works.
You've crystallized it perfectly.
Right up here.
When we come back, rainy day fun for the kids, a nuclear destruction calculator.
They're great.
Okay, wow. We'll be right back, baby.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. A couple of biggins.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
www.donandmikewebsite.com. You know, when you hear us talk about stuff on the show, pictures, links, and all of that, that's all up on our website.
It's there.
Just click on the links page and I just checked the Tony Danza thing, him crashing that go-kart, that's not available, but the tape of Kelsey Grammer falling down.
That's worth it.
Still there.
The Paris Hilton mad hot.
Yeah, still there. Now, once again, and don't forget, what was her link?
Her link, yeah, you
her link.
Her link. Yeah. We were very curious about her link today, and you instructed us that it's smooth. Click on her link.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. If that plane over Washington May 11th had been carrying a nuclear warhead, how large of the radius of destruction, how large would it be? Well, thankfully, there's a new website that can answer that question.
You know what you are?
What?
Mr. Pick-Me-Up.
Yeah,
I know.
Well, not, you know. Just,
I know it's not you. It's the news of the day.
That's true. But I promise. I'm curious about this. I'm going to make it all up to you.
It would be better. Could you read like Rick D's? How large would it be?
Ooh, would it? Thankfully, there's a new website that can answer that question for you and your family or for Washington and other major cities. The Federation of American Scientists have posted a destruction calculator on their website. Choose a city. Choose the power of the nuclear weapon, choose the method of delivery, truck or plane, then study the colored circles that surround your ground zero of choice.
Ah, well, now, see, let me take this back, because I believe
an activity,
this is like a whimsical story.
Sure. Yes. For example, if a 20-kiloton bomb went off in a plane over Washington's DuPont Circle, it would not only take out the White House, the damage would extend into northern Virginia. You'd be able to see that with your calculator.
So you're being, like, funny about this.
FAS.org, it's hours of rainy day fun for the kids. Now, I am going to make it up to you with a handful of tales from the roadside.
Very good.
The suspicious package. The suspicious package.
Is this the name of this feature?
Tales from the roadside. Number one, the suspicious package that shut down I-75 in Florida Monday was not a pipe bomb. It was a foot-long homemade plastic sculpture of a male organ. It was all wrapped up in duct tape with the words Happy Father's Day written on the tape and magic marker. The bomb squad used a robot to disable the sculpture.
Robot.
In California.
Thank you!
In California, a highway patrolman pulled over a Toyota Corolla and found 9 people inside. A concerned citizen had called police when she saw a woman put 2 kids in the trunk before starting on a 60-mile trip.
Here's a... Did they speak like this?
No. Laverne Dunlap has been charged with cruelty. Quoting the cop...
Upset.
We try to get people to buckle up, and this is what we find.
Well, there's so many people in there, they'd be protected.
Number 3 out of 5. An Arkansas man made his car a cigarette lighter when he lost one out the window. Trouble is, he was drunk and jumped out the window to get the cigarette as the car continued to move at about 60 miles an hour.
It's my last one.
He has face and head trauma. The investigating officer says the guy ought to consider giving up drinking or smoking or both. 4 out of 5. In Seattle, officials have finally caught on to the vanity plate they approved that reads C9H13N.
Hold on.
It's